Vegas.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention, you out there in radio land.
Good morning, WPIX.
Good morning. This is television station WNEW-TV.
Good morning, Starshine.
Stay tuned now for our
national anthem.
Part of the plan.
my God. Folks, wow. I got to tell you, it's damn nice to be back. Holy crap. It's Tuesday night. I have a throat lozenge in my mouth. And this is Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. The details of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. I did not die. I'm still here, although several people have concluded that I had choked to death at work the other day. Nope, I am still alive. The show is still alive, and LV Rocks lives on. Joining me tonight, say hi, Princess.
Hi, Princess.
Oh, that's right. I got Scrappy in studio with me tonight. Tonight is a special St. Patrick's Day tribute. Let me bring this up. Hopefully it's not going to be too loud. There we go. That's right, folks. It is St. Patrick's Day. Those of you listening live, I hope you have a beer in your hand and are ready to throw a couple back. Scrappy's nodding her head. What do you think of this? This is called Mountain Dew.
It's kind of gay.
Yeah, I know.
It's fitting for your show.
Oh, she's brutal. She's so mean to me. So, it is St. Patrick's Day, folks. You are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. You are the listeners. This is the Power Hour. Joining me in studio this week, Scrappy. Yeah, I know. I have these Canada Dry flavored throat lozenges. You guys hear me right now. I sound like Barry White for crying out loud.
He smells like cleaning products.
It's you know, the ladies love it.
It's Windex.
Windex. Great. And Scrappy was nice enough to bring us beer. So we're going to have green beer here in studio as well.
Yay.
So, folks, let's start this off right. If you're going to do a St. Patrick's Day tribute, you got to start with the Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah.
I can't think of a better way to start St. Patrick's Day. Can you, Scrappy?
Yes.
Okay, and how would be a better way to start St. Patrick's Day?
Swagger.
That is in the playlist. I promise you. Calm down. Calm down. She's been on me about this all day. You got to play Swagger. You got to play Swagger.
I think it was play it or I don't come.
Actually, I think it was play it and I will come. But it wasn't spelled with an O. Anyway, folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. You are the listeners. This is the Power Hour. A weekly, bi-weekly, some sort of weekly transition into all things that rock. This week, it is Irish drinking songs, no matter what kind of drinking you like, whether it be old school, new school, or flat-out blind drunken mayhem. As Scrappy's nodding her head. Now, other things we have to look forward to tonight. There is a lot of Dropkick Murphys on tonight. You're also going to find some Flogging Molly, some U2, Cranberries, the Pogues. I even got some suggestions from our good friend Joker. He suggested the Pogues. He also suggested the Chieftains and a couple of others. So hopefully I can get as much in there. This is not a one-hour show. No, since tonight it is St. Patrick's Day. Aye, laddie, since it's St. Patrick's Day, we're going to go an hour and a half.
And I thought it was because I was on.
No, but if you were getting off, we'd go a hell of a lot longer. Oh,
you'd
my
gosh.
Hey-o. All righty. Wow. Personal information from the Scrapster. Yay. Oh. For those of you that don't know or don't remember, Scrappy was one of our co-hosts on Spankwagon Radio. She was fantastic. We loved her. And then she went and developed a social life at the age of 21 and didn't want to hang out with us on Fridays anymore.
Notice
Gee,
how he loved
I'm
me
shocked.
In the past tense.
I still love you.
That's right, bitch.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Now, you know what? You said that, and now it's really going to look like I'm your bitch.
history I did.
Well, you bit off more than you can chew the first day you met me. Thirsty, thirsty, thirsty.
For you. So you had a Swagger from Flogging Molly.
Yay!
And the Dirty Glass.
Boo!
By Dropkick Murphys.
Well, they're okay. But
you know what's funny? Instead of out celebrating St. Patrick's Day, you're here with me.
I know. I should be at Fido's with everybody else.
Yeah, you and about the rest of the population of the city. They had to put tents outside
I know.
This year.
Oh, I should be there.
God. Now, you know what? Going to Fido's on St. Patrick's Day is like going to KFC on Martin Luther King Day. It's just not right.
Ouch.
No, you go to Fido's every other day. That's me. That's how I fucking celebrate. They have a great breakfast there, too. Oh,
really?
Oh, yeah.
What did they make for breakfast? That's so great.
Traditional Irish breakfast with rashers.
What the fuck is that?
It's kind of bacon. Black and white puddings. They have a great corned beef. What is it? Corned beef and potatoes.
Sounds about as fattening as KFC.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But it is so damn good. The corned beef they have is this corned beef and potatoes with a mustard sauce. Oh, but
you're
it's
making
not that,
me sick.
But it's not corned beef hash like you get like in a can. No, this is sliced corned beef in a mustard sauce. It is phenomenal. Folks, if you live in Vegas, you know what? There are a couple of Fido's all over the country. If you live near Fido's, I highly recommend you go out and check it out. As I cough up part of a lung. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. We are live here in Las Vegas at the wonderful brand new LV Rock Studio. I love it. Of the studio engineers, I get to be the first to play, and I get to find all the faults and problems. And I also get to be the first to have a hot chick in the studio. How awesome am I? That's fantastic.
Too bad you're gay.
I know. That and too bad my penis is the wrong color for you.
Yeah, it's not blue.
I didn't know you were fucking the Blue Man Group.
No. Watchmen I saw over the weekend.
Oh, God. Dr. Manhattan and his giant blue penis?
I think I'm in love.
Were you masturbating throughout that entire film?
No.
Don't lie to me. You're listening to the Power Hour. Here's some U2.
I see the
you ever leave this world alive? Well, thank you for the things you did in my life. If I ever leave this world alive, I'll come back down and sit beside your feet tonight. Wherever I am, you'll always be more than just a memory. If I ever leave this world alive, if I ever leave this world alive, I'll take on all the sadness that I left behind. If I ever leave this world alive, the madness that you feel will soon subside. So in a word, don't shed a tear. I'll be here when it all gets weird. If I ever leave this world alive.
You can be Murphy. Take my glasses off to rub my eyes. She snags them. Now I'm blind. Go ahead, be me.
I'd have to get my nerdy voice down.
All right, get your nerdy voice on. Just think about you and Batman, and that's better. That's good enough.
No, if I were thinking about me and Batman, it would not be a nerdy voice, let me tell you.
Hey-o. Tell them what they're listening to.
Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour.
And Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour.
And where are we?
In Las Vegas.
In the LV Rock Studios?
In the LV Rock Studios.
You are so fail at this. So, we are...
Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour.
They are...
The viewers, listeners.
Listeners. And today's special... I hate to say theme, because I hate doing theme shows, but today's tribute is...
Green.
St. Patrick's Day. Yes, that's it, right. All things fighting, fucking, and drinking.
And green.
St. Patrick's Day.
And leprechauns.
And leprechauns. You know what the difference between St. Patrick's Day and Martin Luther King Day is,
yes,
right?
Yes, you said this joke already.
That's right. Everyone wants to be Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Ha,
I love that joke.
Funny. Wasn't funny the first time you told it either.
James L. thinks it's hilarious.
Just because he's black.
And he wishes he were Irish, too.
I know. He's not even a good black person. He's like...
Oh, he's as close to black as...
Wes.
Yeah. That is the whitest sounding dude ever. I mean, really. Don't get me wrong, I love Wes to death. The lead singer of Dim. Great band. Check him out here in town. They usually play at Club Sinister. But that is the whitest sounding dude I've ever met in my life. I sound blacker than he does. Trench.
Trench does not sound blacker than he does. You might, but Trench doesn't.
All right, folks. We're going to continue on. Some more drinking songs. Tonight we have a recommendation from Joker. Love you, Joker, even if your roommate is a complete psychotic cunt.
Hi, Joker.
A suggestion from Joker. This is the Pogues and the Dubliners. In heaven, there is no beer.
In heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, well, our friends will be drinking all the beer. Everybody sing!
In heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, well, our friends will be drinking all the beer.
Nothing like some good old-fashioned Irish drinking music right there. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. Scrappy's bouncing in from the outside there. So, Scrap, what do you think of our new studio?
It's ghetto, just like the old one. I love
ghetto
it.
Ghetto fabulous.
No.
Uh-oh, we have a message from Mr. Diggs. Let's see, Mr. Diggs says, the phones too. No, Jimmy, the phones are not live. No. The phones are incoming, and so will the live video soon. Very, 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 very soon. I tried to fight the cough back.
I heard it.
Folks, I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Rock and Roll Power Hour. You are the listeners. This is LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas. Jimmy loves it when we say that. Noise from Vegas.
You almost sounded cute right then.
Almost.
And not gay.
And not gay.
Yeah, almost.
I really try hard for the not gay thing, but I don't pull it off very well.
You don't.
You know who does it even worse than me, though?
Who?
King Hesh. Oh!
Ouch.
Face down in the gutter, won't admit defeat, though his clothes are soiled and black. He's a big, strong man with a child's mind. Don't you take his booze away.
I'll bet you you've never heard that live, have you?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, no.
No.
I heard it on VH1 one time, and that was like it.
No.
I remember when that song was new.
I probably wasn't even born yet.
Probably not. Holy crow, folks. Or as, what is it that Jamie from View from Vegas says? Hulky Pete, folks. You are listening to Spankwagon Radio. I am Mr. Murphy. Joining me this week is Scrappy.
The coolest person this is, ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
And this week's little kind of theme is, it's St. Patrick's Day. Holiday.
Is that your gay leprechaun?
It's great. Actually, if I get drunk, I get...
I wish that you had a camera in here.
I get a really good, like, drunk Scottish-Irish going on. For those of you at home, I hope you're celebrating with a beer in your hand or a woman on your cock. Take your pick. If you're a woman, I hope you're celebrating...
Or both.
Or both. If you're a woman at home celebrating, I hope you've got a beer in your hand and a woman on your vag.
Or a man.
No, a woman. And because I don't want to think about another dude. I want to think about a woman. I want to think about a woman and a woman. That's just a beautiful thing. That's what St. Patrick's Day should really be about.
Lesbians.
That's right. The reign of lesbianical tyranny.
Gay pride. Woo!
No, not gay pride. Lesbians. That's not gay. That's hot.
No.
Gay is like you know, two dudes boning.
That's kind of hot.
No, not really.
I like it.
No. How do you look at another dude's hairy ass and go, mmm, gotta get me some of that? No, not happening. No.
Aw, you don't have to lie about it.
Jimmy's joking. He wants to turn on the cam. You go right ahead, Jimmy. The big joke there. No, folks, for those of you that have been paying attention, I am Mr. Murphy. You can hear me live here every Tuesday now, it looks like. Maybe every other Tuesday. Who knows? From 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific time, sometimes longer. Who knows? You can also catch me live every Friday on Spankwagon Radio. God bless Spankwagon Radio, the nation of Spank. For those of you who've been out of the loop, we did just interview Rowdy Roddy Piper. You can actually download that entire interview on our website. You want to go to spankwagon.net. Go to our forums. Register on the forums, because in the VIP section you will find the entire Rowdy Roddy Piper interview. And I found it to be very interesting. When we did the interview, we asked him about Chris Jericho and WrestleMania, and he was playing a little coy. And now we know why, because he is in a WrestleMania match. Him, Jimmy Fly Snuka, Superfly Snuka, and Ricky the Steamboat Dragon. They are going to be competing against Chris Jericho with Ric Flair in their corner. It should be a really interesting match. He was kind of coy about upcoming stuff, and now I know why. So that was actually a really cool interview. So what do you think so far, Scrap? Do you think the music's been a little cool?
One song.
One song.
Two songs.
Two songs.
Three songs.
Three songs.
So I guess it's been cool in my book.
Okay, that works, even though we've done...
Let's see what else you've got.
You know, I've got all kinds of stuff. We did just do Zombie from the Cranberries, which is cool. Hey, what do you know? I've got more Flogging Molly coming up next.
Yay!
Flogging Molly, the Pogues, a little more Flogging... Wow, I've got way too much Flogging Molly. I'm going to have to reorganize this.
It's because you heart me.
It's because I like the Flogging Molly. I got to rearrange this. I've got some classic old school songs in there. I've got some actual Irish jigs and some ditties. I have to say, this is a very cool playlist. I know Joker's been on me for a while to do one of these, and he wanted to see one done for St. Patrick's Day. And I was actually considering doing a Huey Lewis and the News tour through their music tonight, or like the Rolling Stones. That's why I did play the U2 cover of Painted Black. But I was like, nah, fuck it, it's St. Patrick's Day. I gotta play some Irish music. Some Irish punk music at that.
What it is, motherfuckers.
That's right, yo. All up in this shit. East Side, way, oh, way, no. Way, yeah. East Side.
Oh. He's like giving me directions to this place. He's like, there's not really a lot of parking.
Yeah, that's the
there
understatement
is
of the
no
end.
Parking. I'm in handicap parking right now. That's the only place I could park my car.
Well, you know what I have to say about that.
Well,
it's
I'm
fitting.
Drunk to drown on every ocean I've been. Lake Tanganyika, where the crocodiles swim. Halifax, Nova Scotia, to Bandy Man's Land. Well, I drank with the Sultan in the Suez Canal. Of course, every dog has its day. Like every woman, she gets her own way. And if there's a ship that sails tonight,
Goodbye, Mother Teresa. I hope the kids settle down. I must head for the China's. Pray to God I don't drown. One, two, four, every dollar has its day. Like every woman, she gets her own way. And if there's a ship that sails tonight, I'll count down at two. Cause every dollar has its day. Like every woman, she gets her own way. And if there's a ship that sails tonight, I'll count down at two.
Nothing like a little Flogging Molly to brighten your day there, huh?
I agree.
You are a big Flogging Molly fan. I would not have picked that.
See, you don't know me.
I would have picked you for like a LL Cool J.
LL Cool J.
Or like a Boyz II Men.
I hate the Boyz II Men. I told you that.
Yeah, I know. We all hate the Boyz II Men. Even though they did come in with the top-selling Motown record of all time, which really pissed me off, by the way. You did not listen to when Decaf and I did Motown Night, did
yes,
you?
Yes, I did. And I was booing while you were playing Boyz II Men. You guys were playing.
We had to play it.
No, you
didn't. It was the number one song. It was a countdown.
On some bullshit.
No.
On some stupid ass kids my age who are stupid and uneducated.
Hey, it was the Billboard charts. That's all I can say. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power. Power. Guess who I am? Just take a guess. Take a wild guess.
That's Murphy.
That's right. I'm Murphy.
That's Big Papa Murph.
No, that Big Papa Murph. La 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 la. Wow. Jimmy's asking for the cam. Sorry, Jimmy. No cam for you. You know why? Because
he doesn't want to share me.
Well, that and we don't have the cameras hooked up because coming soon to LV Rocks will be some live stream. Oh no, I can't say it. I can't say it yet. I can't say it yet. Oh, not quite. Not quite yet. Not quite yet. All right, so we're going to get some more Pogues coming up for you guys. This is called Fairy Tale in New York. Then we got some classic Irish music, a little more Flogging Molly, some Dropkick Murphys.
Some Flogging Molly.
Some Flogging Molly, some Dropkick Murphys. Some
a
Flogging
little more
Molly.
Flogging Molly.
Some more Dropkick Murphy. You know, I think I'm just going to throw in some Weezer just to fuck with the whole thing.
No Weezer.
So I think it's time for some more Pogues. What do you think there?
Flogging Molly?
No, the Pogues.
Flogging Molly.
All right, we'll do that. All right, so as per Scrappy's request, here comes some Pogues.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one, and then we sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you baby, I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
City. When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the junk flame was singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, going by. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
I put down with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Thank you. bells were ringing in the schoolyard, and we all went out those days. The bully said, "Mick, would you fancy a rumble?" I said, "Yes, it's time to play." Oh, the nuns and the priests, they grabbed their rosaries as they pulled our bodies apart. The bully said, "Mick, you lost the fight, but you gained my respect. You fight with so much heart. We're stubborn as mules with our blood on fire when we ain't at Sunday mass. We'll look any man straight in his eyes and say, 'Kiss my Irish ass. You better kiss my Irish ass.'" Oh, husbands and wives, I had a neighborhood pack. They called a Mackey's white trash behind
white
our
trash.
Backs. I was way too young to understand that, but if I did, I'd give it right back. Oh, me daddy be drunk on the lawn, yelling and screaming like he do. But sometimes my old man felt what he was feeling. Sometimes Mr. Mackey spoke the truth. We're stubborn as mules with our blood on fire when we ain't at a Sunday mass. We'll look any man straight in his eyes and say, "Kiss my Irish ass. You better kiss my Irish ass." Oh, me grandpa passed Wellis Island from the greatest of the motherlands. For he worked, provided for his family. He was a dedicated welding man. And he knew right from wrong like day and night. He could whip any fool in a bare knuckle fight. He talked of country like he preached of God. One hell of an Irish man. We're a stubborn ass mules with our blood on fire when we ain't at Sunday mass. We'll look any man straight in his eyes and say, "Kiss my Irish ass. You better kiss my Irish ass." I'm of a distant relation to John Redmond. He was one of the greatest Irish rebels of his day. One bastard to another,
bastard,
and on down the line. And this is what my son will say. We're stubborn as mules with our blood on fire when we ate at a Sunday mass. We'll look any man straight in his eyes and say, "Kiss my Irish ass." We're stubborn as mules with our blood on fire when we ate at Sunday mass.
Your boy Jacob is fucked up in the head. Let me tell you something, Jacob.
Sorry, Jacob.
We may play some hash metal. We may play some death metal.
Because I've got friends.
Yeah. The one thing you will never.
In low places.
Ever. Ever. Catch on LV Rocks is country music.
Aw, why not?
Because country music is for faggots.
You know, I saw that Garth Brooks CD in your car. You're not fooling anybody.
You're a goddamn liar at that point.
It was right next to that black thong.
That's
black
yours.
Thong.
All right, folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I'm Murphy. This is the Power Hour. We're going a little long tonight. You know why? Because it's St. Patrick's Day. How do you not love that? Usually the show is 1 hour here every Tuesday on LVRocks.com from 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific time.
There
are,
some other
syndicate stations, but I think they all went out of business because of me. But you can get this on our website, spankwagon.net. I am also live every Friday on Spankwagon Radio, and that can be heard here on LVRocks.com. You can also check us out at spankwagon.net. That's where you say .net.
.net.
Thank you. So how you doing so far, Scrappy? You enjoying what we got going here?
Eh.
Eh.
I think we need to have a whole hour dedicated to flogging Molly in my panties.
Flogging Molly in my panties?
My flogging Molly panties.
That's not what you said. You said flogging Molly in my panties.
And my panties.
No, you said in my panties.
That of which are flogging Molly.
Are you wearing your flogging Molly
no,
panties?
No, I couldn't find them. I couldn't find them.
Epic fail. Epic fail.
I let the band down, man.
Scrap.
I was their good luck charm and I lost their panties. Can't even believe I did it.
Christ on a crutch.
I know. I'm a horrible person. Whatever. They're like $8 to make. I'll make my own fucking pair of flogging
So what?
Molly.
You were supposed to wear your flogging Molly. I wore my flogging Molly man thong.
Let me see.
No.
You probably did.
That's
Does it have
right.
the rainbow on it with the pot of gold?
Yes.
Adorable.
Isn't it though? Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I'm Murphy.
I'm Scrappy.
There you go.
I've had a couple drinks. What can I say?
Oh, boy.
You owe me another Coke, except for I don't drink soda.
All right, folks. We're going to move on. A little more Dropkick Murphy, some more Flogging Molly, some more Pogues and the Dubliners. All kinds of good stuff. So, listen.
There. bites of the best lawyer rags. We had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 million sides of our blind horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million doves, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million piles of old nanny ghost tales and the whole of the Irish Rover.
Make your engine sick. 40 pints of olive a day will keep away the quacks. It's only 8 and 8 in the pot. I'm wanting 6 attacks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey, up to be a number of a certain morality. And to his brave in the we shall always see. And up against them for us, he's filled us up with cheer. A long bless Johnny Bob's the man who invented beer, 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 beer. The long bless Johnny Bob's.
Tim Finnegan lived in Watling Street. A gentleman Irish, mighty old. He had a brogue so rich and sweet, and a rise in the world he carried a hod. Well, Tim had a bit of a tibbling way, with the love for the liquor he was born. And to send him on his way each day, the drop of the crater every morn. Wakeful at all, will you dance the about around the floor? You'll sort of shake. In the near to the soup, they tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. One morning, Tim felt rather full. His head felt heavy and it made him shake. He fell off the ladder and he broke his skull. Then they carried him home, his corpse to wake. Oh, they wrapped him up in a nice clean sheet.
Isn't he gorgeous?
And they laid him out upon the bed, with a bucket of whiskey at his feet and a bottle of porter at his head. White full of the taxi apart around the floor, just got a shake. In the near to the truth, they tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Tim's friends assembled at the wake, and the widow Finnegan called for lunch. Well, first she brought in say and cake, then pipes, tobacco and brandy punch. And the widow below began to cry. Well, such a lovely corpse did you ever see? A Tim of Bourneen, why did you die? Will you hold your guts as Marty McGee? Right full of that, and see a band around the floor, just sort of shake. In the name to the truth, they tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Oh, Mary Murphy was on the job, and Biddy says she all wrong, I'm sure. And Biddy fetched her a belt and a gob, and sent her sprawling on the floor. Well, civil war it didn't engage. It was woman to woman and man to man. Shillelagh law was all the rage, and a row and eruption soon began. Oh, I told her that, and see a part around the floor, good for the shake. In the near to the truth, they tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Old Tim alone eats up his head, when a bottle of Jameson flew at him. Tim ducks and landing on the bed, with the whiskey scattering over Tim. Beats and he revives and see how he rises. Tim Finnegan rising in the bed, saying, swiddle your whiskey around like blades. Be the tumbling ages, do you think I'm dead? White full of that, and see a part around the floor, you're trying to shake. In the near to the truth, they tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake.
Now look, there's a reason I played this song. Finnegan's Wake is a traditional Irish drinking song. It's usually played at wakes and funerals. It is one of the finer of the traditional ditties out there. Now, the Dropkick Murphys actually redid it on their own, and it's off the Do or Die CD, and it's probably one of my favorite songs of theirs. And that's why I played that in there, so you guys had a good contrast between then and now. Tell them what they're listening to, Scrappy.
Wow.
The name of the show. The name of the show.
Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour.
There you go.
In your face.
In your face. Bitches. Who am I?
Some fucking queer.
Wow, get out of my studio. Look at that. I got the button. I got the button. Who am I?
Mr. Murphy, I bet that was the first time you've ever had a girl scream your name.
No, not even close. Not even the first this week. Who are we kidding? Folks,
ouch.
I am Mr. Murphy. You are the listeners. This is the Power Hour. Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. Fantastic production here at lvrocks.com. Check me out live every week here and on Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.net.
Those are my bitches.
No, you're supposed to say .net.
.net. Those are my bitches.
Let's try it again. Every week on spankwagon.net.
Those are my bitches.
That's all right. We'll take that for now. I should have learned a year ago that you just don't cooperate.
I'm the bit killer.
You know, we got you and a donkey and a big strap-on dildo together, and she still wouldn't do it. I don't understand why. All right, folks, moving
on. He
was
right a hot donkey, too.
Well, he was black. Of course you liked him. All right, folks, we are moving on. Look at that. She's, oh, shock and awe, shock and amazement. Yeah, because we've never known you to date an African-American.
I dated one black dude.
How many of you fucked?
One black dude.
How many of you blown?
None of them.
That's an uncomfortable conversation. All right, folks, so moving right along, we are going to move on to the...
Mybitch.net.
No, we're going to move on to the Dropkick Murphys version of Finnegan's Wake. Please listen to it, again, in contrast to the previous version. It is a Dropkick Murphys. You know, it's funny, every year, some band promoter in some other city other than Boston tries to convince the Murphys that they need to play on St. Patrick's Day in somewhere other than Boston. And every year, the Murphys just Xerox their cocks and fax it to the guy as a response of no. Every year,
can you Xerox your cock to me?
I can, but I need a really small fax machine.
To find it in a little arrow that points.
I know a little arrow that points.
This is cock.
This is cock, not to be confused with speck of toner.
Balls not dropped yet.
Yeah. My balls dropped. I just don't know where I left them. So every year, some band promoter tries to get the Murphys to play in somewhere other than Boston on St. Patrick's Day. Doesn't happen. He gets a cock fax. So moving right along here, we are going to play Finnegan's Wake. Then we've got the Pogues. Then some Flogging Molly. So check it out.
Sam Finnegan lived in Watling Street, a gentle Irishman, mighty hearted, beautiful, broke, so rich and sweet. To rise in the world, he carried a heart. Seated sort of a tipping way, with a lump of the liquor for Tim was born. Help him on with his work every day, hit a drop of the catheter every morn.
On your face and radiate. I can't escape. love you till the end. Just take me away.
Now, you're such a big Flogging Molly fan. Do you know what song that was?
I wasn't even listening
to it. I know you weren't. You were text messaging and all kinds of...
I was in the other room.
Yeah, yeah. Boop, 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 boop,
play it again.
Boop, 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 boop. Play it again. Nah, we're running out of songs to play tonight, folks. We are running a little bit over. In fact, we've only got two songs left. Isn't that sad?
Did you play Salty Dog?
I don't even know if I played Salty Dog, to
did
tell you the
play
truth.
Did you play Rebels of a Sacred Heart?
No, but I tell you what.
You'll play it now?
I'll play it now. We'll play Rebels of a Sacred Heart.
Can you say Because I Heart Scrappy?
We'll play Memories of a Sacred Heart, or Rebel of a Sacred Heart, for no apparent reason whatsoever.
Say Because I Heart Scrappy.
Yeah, for no apparent reason whatsoever.
Say
and
it.
Then we'll play one last Dropkick Murphy song, and then we're out of here for the night, folks. So.
Woo!
Yeah, exactly. You did the Ric Flair woo. You got to at least expect the theme song. Go ahead. Do it again. Do the woo.
I hate him.
How do you hate Ric Flair?
He looks like Big Bird.
Oh, my God. Dying of fire.
He does, Big Bird. Like an ass.
Woo! Now I'm aiming for heaven, but probably wind up down in hell, where upon this altar I will hang my guilt-ridden head. But it's time I'll take before I begin. Three sheets to the wind, three sheets to the wind. Yeah, it's time I'll take before I begin. Three sheets to the wind, three sheets to the wind. Rebels are weighing, though heavy your heart shall always be. Ah, no ball or chain, no prison shall keep greater rebels out of Sacred Heart. I said no ball or chain, no prison shall keep greater rebels out of Sacred Heart. Terrified of the open road, yeah, where it leads, you never know. But rest assured, he'll be on your back. Yeah, the Holy Ghost through his tongues in black. As the band of hells and the young girl cries, the Blessed Virgin in a frail dad's eye, the albatross hanging round your neck is the cross you bear for your sins and deeds. Rebels are we, go heavy your heart shall always be. I'm a ball or chain, no prison junkie, we're the rebels on the same. No ball or chain, no prison junkie, we're the rebels on a Sacred Heart. Genuflect all you refugees who fled the land, now on guilt you kneel, and say a prayer for those left behind, from beyond the pale to the northern sky. So you save your shillings and your last expense, place in God's name, they build a barbed wire fence. Be glad you sail for a better day, but don't forget, there'll be hell to pay. Rebels are we, go heavy your heart shall always be. I'm a ball or chain, no prison junkie, we're the rebels on the Sacred Heart. I said no ball or chain, no prison junkie, rebels on a Sacred Heart. All right. Resurrection, no protection, all things life must be. I'm a ball and chain, no prison junkie, we're the rebels on a Sacred Heart. Now bless me, Father, for I have sinned. But it's the same old story again and again and again. Ah, well, such is the bread of an everyday life, from morning to noon,
to the shadowless night. I will search as the bread of an everyday life, from morning to noon to the shadowless night. Rebels are we, though heavy our hearts shall always be. Ah, no ball or chain, no prison shall keep, where the rebels are the sacred hearts. Except no ball or chain, no prison shall keep, where the rebels are the sacred hearts. Rebels are we, though heavy our hearts shall always be.
All right, folks, one song to go. One song to go here on the special extended version of the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour.
What is it? Hours.
Hours. Hours.
It's going on two now.
Plural. Well, that's, what, an hour and 44 minutes. Look, it's a special day. It's a special occasion, special edition. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Gia Ray's in the chat room. Hi, Gia. How are you?
Hi, Gia.
With her month stash ex-boyfriend, and apparently she has a girlfriend now who I pissed off at a bar one night. Exactly. All right, folks, one last song. Gotta go out with a Dropkick Murphys. This is one of my all-time favorites. Off the Do or Die CD, this one's called Memories Remain. Well, folks,
you'll lose your hair.
I guess this is the end of another Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power
your
Hour.
Knife will fall out of its sheath.
That's right.
But you still don't like to leave
before the end of the movie. All right, folks, want to say thank you to everyone who tuned in and listened. All three of you, I guess.
We'll get
for those of you that couldn't be bothered to come in the chat room, fuck you and die.
They'll pull you
down.
Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour is a Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour production, written and directed by Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour and produced by Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. All rights for reproduction belong to Major League Baseball and cannot be reproduced without express written permission of the commissioner.
You still don't like to leave before the end of the show.
You ruined the silence. Folks, you have been listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. I'm Murphy. Joining me this week has been Scrappy. Her special one-time appearance.
Ouch! Because I'm not invited back.
Well, you kept talking through all the best parts of the songs. Folks, it's been real. I love you to death. Remember, I'm here every goddamn week. You can catch me here at Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour and on Spankwagon Radio. Catch us all at spankwagon.net. You can download past versions of the show, previous versions of the show, and versions of the show that haven't even happened yet. That's right, spankwagon.net, your tool to traveling through the future. Can you believe that shit? Scrappy, take us out. Say something nice. God, she can't even do that right.